This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
12:08, Dave Cohen in for Newell Normand. And before we begin this hour of the program, our hearts go out today to Bobby Hebert. His mom has died. Paula Galliano Hebert has passed away. God bless Miss Paula and Bobby. Please, if you love Bobby, like we all do here at WWL, feel free to think kind thoughts, share a prayer for Bobby and his family and his mom. Miss Paula was a loving, sweet woman who was loved dearly. Bobby Hebert mourning today the death of his mother. Bobby will not be on a talk show on Sports Talk this afternoon as he is taking the day off in light of the news of the death of his mother. And we wish him all of the best and support here at WWL. Getting texts and calls at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. And coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll have a guest on from the Louisiana Economic Development to talk about a new campaign. And I want to talk about it this hour, as well as everything else we've talked about. It's all on the table. You know, in the noon hour, when I fill in for Newell, I like to open up a buffet, if you will, for the lunchtime hour. And it's potluck. So you can bring anything you want to the lunchtime buffet and talk about it. Anything we've already talked about on the program today, whether it's the changing of the culture at the Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff's Office that Sheriff Gerald Sticker told us about when he started our program at 10 o'clock this morning, through the firings, demotions, arrests, reassignments, and retraining of cops in Tangipahoa Parish in his first 2 months as sheriff after 20 years of the previous administration. He is definitely signaling that there is a new sheriff in town and that the expectations are very high and that the standards are very high. And he's not going to tolerate anything other than excellence. And that's why he's been firing cops. That's why he's been demoting them. That's why he's been retraining them. And that's why he's been arresting some of his own deputies. So we can talk about that. Mike Dettillier was on. Tell us about the Saints 53-man roster. No huge surprises to him. But with the roster as he sees it, and there may be some changes, as you know, as they claim people off of waivers and things happen, he sees the Saints going 8-9 this season and not making the playoffs. Do you agree that the Saints are not a playoff team this season? And then in the noon hour, we talked with Michael Hecht from the 11 o'clock hour. Pardon me. We talked to Michael Hecht from GNO Inc. About the massive crackdown that we're seeing in the French Quarter now through these quality of life sweeps and the dozens and dozens of violations, citations, warnings and arrests. In the first sweep, they had up to 5 dozen violations. In the second sweep, some 8 dozen violations of people who are hurting the quality of life in the French Quarter in a number of ways. And they're going to continue these sweeps ahead of the Super Bowl. And as you heard him say, after the Super Bowl, that they're finding that this formula to improve things, not only in the French Quarter, but all around the city, from infrastructure, including lighting and streets, to cracking down on panhandling, illegal activity, illegal drug and alcohol sales, and other quality of life issues, that they're going to keep doing that. It's not just for the Super Bowl, but it was inspired by and started in the name of improving things, cleaning up for our company, as it were, as we get ready to host another Super Bowl here in New Orleans. And then this hour, adding to that buffet, the fact that Louisiana Economic Development is launching a campaign that is encouraging Louisiana natives working and living in other states to come back home. And they'll be using the national audience on Sunday's LSU-USC season opening game, broadcast on ABC television from Las Vegas, to get that word out. They're calling it the Come Home Louisiana campaign. What do you think needs to happen to convince displaced Louisianians that they should return to Louisiana, that now is the time to come home? And do you think that this can be a successful campaign? So all of that's on the buffet. If you want to grab a phone line right now at 504-260-1870, or text me on the Oakwinhart Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. The other thing I'll throw in there is a story you heard in the news and that's featured right now on our website at WWL.com. The Louisiana Alcohol and Tobacco Commission has announced that it is going to stop beer sales in the stands at college athletic activities in Louisiana. That this season, schools will no longer be able to have hawkers or roving beer sellers in the stands at any college activities, athletics, sporting activities hosted by or attended by or involving college sports. That includes the Sugar Bowl and the New Orleans Bowl. They will not allow, ATC will not allow alcohol sales in the stands at the Sugar Bowl or the New Orleans Bowl in the Superdome. And they're not going to allow it on college campuses, where that has been the policy for many, many years. ATC says that it is ATC and Louisiana policy that they do not allow these roving beer sales at college events, because they say that a larger portion of the audience at a college event is underage. And so they believe that this rule is applicable and they're not going to allow that. What do you think? It's not an issue for LSU because the SEC already bans that. The SEC does not allow roving beer sales at SEC football games. But it was happening at other sports stadiums, and not only at football, but other sporting activities around Louisiana. Do you think the ATC should shut down roving beer sales at these events? That's all on the buffet for you here on the Newell Norman Show on WWL. Texts are coming in. One person says, ask about the hustlers that charge $20 to $40 to shine your shoes, then threaten you for money. Yeah, the I bet you know where you got them shoes. That's how it all starts. I have been blessed that it's only happened to me over the last 27 plus years once that someone came up to me with the I bet I know where you got them shoes shtick in the French Quarter. And I would hope that that's part of this crackdown, but that's really hard. When you're talking about individuals who have no signage, don't really call any attention to themselves, and just walk up and start talking to people, I think that's very difficult to crack down on that. But hopefully it will be part of the crackdown. Somebody else says, what's being done about the mentally challenged people sleeping in doorways and in front of businesses? Sad, but unacceptable. You know, we see that not only in the French Quarter, but the homelessness issue is a major problem for New Orleans. And we know that it has been an issue that homeless advocates, public officials, community groups, nonprofits, and others have been working very hard to address and to solve. And they've been making progress. I know it's hard to see it when you always see these tents, these encampments popping up over and over again. Even when they shut them down, they come back somewhere else. But the numbers that the organizations keep on the homeless population in New Orleans show that it is steadily declining, that they are successfully, steadily getting people in permanent housing. getting them the addiction help they need, getting them the resources to deal with the mental health issues that they may be facing, and the financial issues. There's so many different reasons that people end up homeless. And there really is this concentrated effort. And for most people, it's not going fast enough. It's not effective enough. And it's not ridding our city of the homeless population. But they're making progress. The numbers are decreasing, and the numbers of permanently housed, formerly unhoused or homeless people are growing in and around New Orleans, and that's encouraging. 504-260-1870. Keep the texts and calls coming on the Oguenhart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. I want your thoughts, not only on those topics, but all the others, and anything else you want to bring to the table here on WWL. We'll talk about them coming up after this, and at 1230, we'll have Louisiana Economic Development in here, talk more about this effort to get people to come home to Louisiana.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sam, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. How you doing today?
How you doing, Dave? Doing well.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to comment about the quality of life in the French Quarter. Those girls that sell shops to the tourists and to the visitors in our city are the total criminals. I had some visitors here a couple weeks ago. They're young girls, you know. They make them drink a shot, taste a shot. And everybody thinks it's just a test, testing. But they want to charge the people $25 to $40 per shot. And if you don't pay them, they threaten you. There's a guy following them. So... And they know, because they called me. They didn't have no cash. They called me, and I went to them. I said, why you do this to them? They said, well, they took a shot. I said, I'm going to call the police. You know what they told me? The police not going to come. They know.
What did you do, Sam? What did you do?
I took a picture of her. When I took her picture, she said she gave me the finger, and she walked away. She didn't even charge the girl.
So you didn't pay her? You didn't pay her.
I didn't pay her.
Well, that is among the things, the illegal alcohol sales, that's among the things that Michael Heck said, that this multi-agency state and New Orleans group is addressing during their quality of life sweeps in the French Quarter. So that is not permitted. That they don't have license to do that. And I'll do you one better. One of my daughters once was down in the French Quarter with some friends. One of the shot girls didn't even give her an option, literally grabbed her hair, pulled her head back,
poured
the shot down her throat, and then demanded she pay. And
that's what my daughter told me. Exactly the same thing she did to the girl. She kind of forced it on her and said, you got to pay. And then I gave you a double shot, so it's $40. My daughter gave her $20 and then didn't have any more cash. So they called me. I was with other friends of Pat O'Brien, so I walked into them and say, what's going on? I say, I already gave her $20, Dad, and she want more, and I don't have no more money. I say, what are you doing? You know what you're doing is illegal. I'm calling the police. She said, call them. They're not going to come. Then I took my phone, got on the phone, and when I started taking a picture, she walked away, took a picture, and cursed me out and walked away, which I could care less. But they're a bunch of them, you know, and I'm in the hospitality industry, and I see them a lot, and I hear from a lot of people. They are one of the worst people that makes our French Quarter look bad.
Sam, I appreciate the call and your sharing your story here on WWL. Just one of the things that is on this lunchtime buffet that we can talk about is these quality of life sweeps in the French Quarter, and what else do you think needs to be cleaned up as we try to clean up the reputation, the image, the appearance, and everything else associated with the French Quarter to make it more welcoming, more hospitable, and an overall better place for locals and visitors. We're also talking about the Come Home Louisiana campaign. Joining us now on the live line is Chief Technology Officer at Louisiana Economic Development, Josh Flagg. Josh, how you doing today?
Good, Dave. What's going on, man?
Glad you could join us because I was really interested in this. I heard about it a couple of days ago that Sunday during the LSU-USC game that's being played in Las Vegas, that LED is going to be looking to encourage folks who have left Louisiana to come on back home. Tell us more about the Come Home Louisiana campaign, how it's going to work, and what the message is that you're going to be sending to the displaced Louisiana residents who have moved to other states.
Yeah. So this is an initial launch. This is a preview of what we're going to push out this weekend. So there's no better time to do it than the fall, right? Kickoff of football. We know it's the biggest sport in Louisiana. It's the biggest sport in the United States. And, you know, I don't know if you guys are LSU fans, but you know, LSU happens to be the greatest football team in the world. And so no better place to launch a campaign reminding the people who aren't in Louisiana how amazing Louisiana is. And not just because of football, but because we have jobs. And the economy is growing, the economy is strong, and it's a good place to come back to. We need to get our mid-career smart professionals back home to fill these positions so that we can continue to grow in Louisiana. And so that's what we're going to unveil at the LSU-USC game coming up this weekend.
So folks watching the game, will there be a commercial on ABC during the game that television viewers will see?
There will be some paid media, and so it depends on what market you're in. It's not going to be every single market. We targeted specific markets where we know we've got LSU or Louisiana expats living, people that had some nexus to the state of Louisiana. And there's clusters of these folks in certain industries and certain markets across the U.S. And so depending on where you are, depending on how you're watching the game, or it might even be on social media, you might just be scrolling through Instagram, you know, checking out, stuff on Sunday during the game. And you might see an ad targeting you. You know, you might be a mid-career professional living in Seattle, but you grew up in Central, or you grew up in Alexandria. And we're targeting those folks, the folks that we need back in Louisiana to take some of these high growth, high wage jobs in the state.
Yeah, we're looking at historically low unemployment in Louisiana, which means that the vast majority of the job pool has found a job. And while we can keep swapping back and forth and people can go from one in-state job to another, growth means that you got to increase that workforce. And the truth is, and we've known this for several generations in Louisiana, that a lot of people feel like they have to leave, that they get their college degree, they get their education, maybe they get their feet wet, but then they go elsewhere looking for greener pastures, looking for bigger paychecks, looking for better quality of life, or whatever the case may be. And it's been historically, you know, the brain drain, as it's been called for many, many years. How do you overcome the reasons that people left? Because obviously they made the difficult decision. And all Louisianians know it can never be an easy decision to leave the food, to leave their family, to leave the culture, to leave the neighborly attitude, to leave the Southern hospitality. There's a lot of great things about Louisiana. Yep. But there are other things that people make the decision that are not so great and they have to leave. So how do you convince them once they've gone through that process and they've decided, I'm out of here, to come home.
Yeah, that's a tough one. And so there's actually a couple things I want to dive in on this topic. One is there's actually a little bit of a misconception that we have a massive brain drain of young people that, you know, finish LSU or finish UL and they pack up and leave. We absolutely do lose people to other markets. That's true. All states do. But the reality is we do a better job of keeping Louisiana natives in Louisiana than most other states do on a percentage basis. So we do need to continue to make this a great place to live and a great place to work for the people that are native to Louisiana. But where we actually struggle is in migration from other places. So how do we attract talent from Texas? How do we attract talent from Mississippi or Tennessee or Iowa or California or beyond? And so that's, you know, from an actual challenge perspective, that's our bigger challenge. People that are from here know that this is a special place. But yes, they do leave. Look, I left when I was young. I got out of LSU. I was teaching high school for a couple years, and I left to go to graduate school somewhere else, learn a trade somewhere else. And that was actually a net positive because I came back to Louisiana. I brought what I learned from New York City back to Louisiana. And it was a foregone conclusion that I was going to come back. Wave one of this campaign that we're talking about is convincing people that have some tie to Louisiana to come back. Wave two is convincing people that have no tie to Louisiana to come here to help us grow, to help us build the economy, to help us diversify the economy. So we've got to be a great place to live, and that's also how you do this, right? We have to do the blocking and tackling to make this not only a great place to work, but the quality of life stuff matters. I mean, I know you guys are just talking about some of the French Quarter cleanup stuff. Like, doing that better will help everything. Why? Because we have a perception problem for people that don't know Louisiana. You know, and sometimes it's those eight blocks of Bourbon Street that have this outsized reputation, and that's not great. So how do we educate the rest of the country or the rest of the world about all the great things we have in Louisiana and what, you know, what kind of great jobs we have here and what a great place it is to raise a family.
So phase one is getting the folks to come back to Louisiana. Phase two is getting people to come here and call Louisiana home. I am a self-admitted damn Yankee. And the difference between a Yankee and a damn Yankee is a Yankee comes down to visit and goes home, a damn Yankee stays. I've been calling Louisiana home for getting close to 30 years now. And I understand exactly what you're talking about, that a lot of people, and the hook for me initially was that I fell in love with a Louisiana girl. Now, if we can get everyone to do that, I think you'll make great progress, because once I was hooked, I wasn't, you know, getting out of Louisiana, and I've loved to call it home and raised all four of my kids here now and still love living and working in Louisiana. But we need more damn Yankees and people from other parts of the country, from the East, from the West, and really from other southern states. And to do that, though, I think you run into a challenge because you pointed out if the brain drain isn't as bad as politicians have led us to believe, because it's always part of every campaign that we hear of how people are going to solve the Louisiana brain drain, how they're going to keep our best and brightest from having to leave the state to go elsewhere. And also, you know, over-politicized often are other things. But then there are things that are not over-politicized and that are real when you look at where we rank in all the different categories and in things like the cost of insurance and the cost of housing and all those kinds of things. Yep. So I think, you know, we have a lot going for us. And so I guess your challenge is to play up the positives, be honest about the negatives, but to tell the true story and hope that people realize that when you put it all together into the gumbo pot, what you get out of Louisiana is something that most of us feel is pretty wonderful.
That's right. Yeah, I think you nailed it. And it's educating people that, you know, there are good jobs here. We're growing in high wage jobs in professional business services, healthcare, science and technology, engineering jobs are growing, and these are not low wage jobs. These are high wage, high growth jobs in high growth industries. you know, we hear this from employers in Louisiana pretty often, is that the universities and the community colleges have done a really good job over the last decade creating an entry-level talent pipeline to fill their organizations. One of the challenges is they struggle with these mid-career professionals who understand their business, understand their industry, have some experience under their belt, and we need more of those people coming in from all over the place to continue to fill these positions and grow the local economy. And if you look at the high growth places across the country, you know, Texas, I think last year had 8 out of the 10 fastest growing counties in the country. They're not growing quickly because people are having more kids in those counties. They're growing because people are moving from all over the place to those counties because there are a lot of really good, high-paying jobs, because they're easy places to live, they're affordable places to live, they're not overtaxed. And so we know, because we live here, we raise our families here, and we have good jobs here. We know that Louisiana is that too, right? We have the good jobs to offer. We know the quality of life is actually quite high. We have to fix some quality of life issues, and we have to continue to work on these things like the cost of insurance and issues like that. But the ground truth is you can have a great life and a great paying job in Louisiana today. And so we need to continue to focus on attracting people to our state to help build it, to help move forward and help grow the economy.
And that's really what the Come Home Louisiana campaign is about.
That's right. That's it. Getting that message out, telling those good stories, convincing people that we are more than 8 blocks on Bourbon Street. I've had a lot of good times on those 8 blocks of Bourbon Street. Trust me, and we'll continue.
Most of us have, yes.
But no doubt. But yeah, you know, that reputation is outsized, and it's not accurate. And the reality is, we've got so much more to offer. And so let's get the people that know us back home first, and then let's begin to broaden that. And let's start working on the smart engineer who's sitting in Des Moines, Iowa, in the cold, dark February, and convince him
with no Mardi Gras, no gumbo, no.
Exactly. We have what Texas has. We just need to talk about it more. We need to educate the country more. And we need to continue to just fix some of those quality of life issues that are very manageable. They're very fixable.
Josh Flagg, Chief Technology Officer at Louisiana Economic Development. Anything you want to say before we let you go that we haven't already said about the Come Home Louisiana campaign that you're giving us a sneak peek of Sunday when LSU takes on USC in Las Vegas?
Go Tigers. Most importantly, I'm as a football super fan and an LSU alum, and a faculty member still at LSU. This is a big weekend for us. So this campaign, is going to work well no matter what. But the icing on top would be an LSU win on Sunday.
You teaching or researching at LSU?
Teaching. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm in the College of Art and Design in the School of Art. I got a capstone class this semester, so I help seniors that are about to graduate with a digital art degree understand how to get a job in digital art, digital media in Louisiana. So I've been doing it for 5 or 6 years. It's great. In fact, today was the first class. So,
well, Professor Flagg, thank you for joining us here on WWL. I should have properly identified
absolutely.
You.
No worries. Look, I wear many hats, but I'm proud of my Tigers and excited to launch this campaign and excited to convince the world that Louisiana is a great place to take a great high-paying job and raise your family at the same time.
Josh Flagg, thanks for joining us here on WWL, and we applaud your efforts. I hope the campaign is successful and that we replenish, however deep the brain drain has been, that we get some of those folks to start coming back to Louisiana and then start attracting other people to help us grow our talent base here in the state. Have a great one.
Amen. Take care, guys. All right. Bye.
Go Tigers. Josh Flagg here on WWL. All right, I'm hearing from a lot of skeptics who don't believe that this can be successful, but others who think that it is a worthwhile campaign. What do you think? Can Louisiana attract expatriates who have left the state to come back and then start attracting new people to come into Louisiana and call it home, particularly well-educated, people who can fill those mid-management, mid-level talent jobs, those high-paying jobs in the state, and help us grow economically in Louisiana. I'll read some of your texts about that and take your calls on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870, coming up next. Grab a line right now and share your thoughts on that or anything else that you want to bring to the lunchtime buffet. Text messages coming in. One says, my wife and I are originally from the West Bank, moved to Florida in 2022. We came back home in 2023. Somebody else says, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Somebody else says, unless we create more jobs, great jobs, clean up our crooked government, and get taxes under control, people are not coming back. Somebody else says, we have a governor and an administration who say that if you are not a right-winger, you are not welcome in Louisiana. And then there's this text on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. Why come to Louisiana? The automobile insurance is too damn high. Steven, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. How you doing today?
Doing good.
What's on your mind?
What are we calling a high-paying job, and what is that salary that we're talking about as a high-paying salary?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know, and Josh Flagg is not on the line anymore with us. We have seen that on average, as we are experiencing historically low unemployment in Louisiana, that wages have increased, that pay is getting better in a more competitive environment. I can tell you that. What the average salary is right now, I don't have that in front of me right now.
You have an idea what it is?
Well, it depends on what field you're in, and there's so many factors. Why? What is your point, Steve?
You keep on talking about high-paying jobs, but are we talking about 30 grand a year, 50 grand, 100 grand a year? What are we calling high-paying?
Well, that's a question we can ask Josh Flagg at another time, but I think we have careers that pay in all of those categories.
And what is that figure in your head? What do you think it is?
What is it, the average salary of all Louisianians?
These high-paying jobs that you keep talking about.
Well, I'm not talking about them. Louisiana Economic Development is talking about them.
Well, you're talking about it on your talk show, so you're talking about it.
Yeah, but I don't know. But they you know.
You don't know what you're talking about.
All right, Stephen, we appreciate your call. If you just wanted to call and argue, you accomplished your goal. 504-260-1870. One person texts us on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Says, why would anyone want to come back here? The insurance crisis, a governor that keeps passing bills that are not important. People are leaving fast because of all of this. Somebody else says, my sister studied theater at NSU. She and almost all of her friends and classmates were from Louisiana, but now work elsewhere, Branson, Orlando, New York City, Southern California. My sister came home to try and start a theater company on the North Shore, and she's back in Orlando now. There's no doubt that this is a huge challenge and that they are taking a bite at a very difficult problem that Louisiana has struggled to solve. Like I said, I have been in Louisiana nearly 30 years. I've been at WWL more than 27 years. And I have heard about the so-called brain drain in every gubernatorial campaign and most other level campaigns since I got here. And it's been a major concern and issue for year after year, cycle after cycle, generation after generation, concerned that Louisiana teachers, for example, don't make nearly as much as Texas teachers or Florida teachers, and that they have to go to one of those states to make those higher salaries. Also, when they go to those states, they pay no income tax, no state income tax. Of course, they still have to pay federal income tax, but they're going to pay higher property taxes, so there's that give and take. But that's just one example and one occupation, one profession. We hear about it over and over, about how people who are well-educated and have potential to earn or well-trained or have unique and valuable skills often leave Louisiana. Musicians, one after another, talk about how they have to go to New York or Nashville or Los Angeles to make music and to make money making music because the infrastructure is just not here in Louisiana for that. That's just another example because the list goes on. And although Stephen wanted to be argumentative, I think you can do nothing but applaud Louisiana Economic Development for trying to convince ex-Louisianians to come back to the state and to convince people from other states to move here. That's, first of all and foremost, their job, economic development. They're supposed to grow the workforce in Louisiana. They're supposed to grow the jobs in Louisiana. They're supposed to grow the business opportunities in Louisiana. And so Josh Flegg and the other, everyone else at LED, well, they're doing their job and they're trying to attract people. Are there huge, huge roadblocks and challenges to getting people to come back to or to move to Louisiana? Of course there are. There are all kinds of problems that we have to deal with, and we know them. From poor education, although there has been movement, not significant, but in the right direction, up the national rankings in education, to poverty, to crime. There's been movement on that, not only in Louisiana, but across the state. We're seeing lower and lower crime levels. But there are other impediments. There's no doubt about it. Lyle, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Good evening, Dave.
How you doing?
One of the biggest things for the city of New Orleans is you want to clean it up and attract people. Got to get rid of LaToya Cantrell. She's got to go.
Well, there's no way to make her go at this point. They tried to recall her and it didn't work. She may still be indicted on federal charges at some point, but even if she is, she will not be required to leave. But there are only, and I say only because at least we're at the tail end of this eight-year journey, 501 days left until we have another mayor of New Orleans.
Correct. I went to a funeral the other day, and people start talking about New Orleans that are not from here. And what's the first thing comes out of their mouth? Y'all got to get rid of that mayor. That mayor's ruining the city. So, I know there's nothing you can do about it, but anyway, have a good day.
Thank you, Lyle. I appreciate the call. 504-260-1870. More of your calls and your texts on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line coming up next, and we'll check in with Scoot, see what he's got for the next 3 hours here on WW. Text comes in, says, I'm 75 years old, and I love living here, but I don't know if I can handle the homeowner's insurance increases. I might have to move to Mississippi. That's a very real problem that many homeowners are facing now, particularly south of I-12 and much more so south of I-10 here in Louisiana. And it's a tough nut to crack. You're absolutely right. And I am hopeful that we see some progress on that through everything the legislature did and through the new insurance commissioner. But you're right. If that doesn't change and turn around soon, I think this effort to attract former Louisianians to come back and new folks to move to Louisiana is going to get more and more difficult. Other people are texting, accusing me of sugarcoating things. I'm not sugarcoating anything. The reality is Louisiana has many, many problems, huge, generational, deep problems that have been here for scores or even hundreds of years, and they're very difficult to overcome. But Louisiana has a lot of great things, too. And if you live here, you must feel that way to some extent. And I'll tell you this. I've lived in four states in my life. The longest one I've ever lived in is Louisiana, and that's for the last nearly 30 years. I've also traveled to 42, I think, of the states across the country. And one thing that I can tell you is consistent everywhere I've lived and everywhere I visit is people love bitching about where they live. They love to hate their hometowns and their home states. You hear it of people talking on the streets, talking in barbershops and diners. You hear it on local radio and local television. You see it on the internet. People love to bash where they live. And I'm seeing that on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line with reckless abandon right now. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, that you shouldn't do it, but it's a thing. And people do it. And a lot of people aren't happy if they're not complaining. And yeah, there are a lot of bad things about Louisiana, a lot of states that do a lot of things much better than Louisiana does. But is it all that awful? I'm hopeful that this campaign can be successful and that maybe folks will live up to the claims that they're making about why people should return to Louisiana. I think you should return to WWL after text messages coming in. One says, my wife and I are originally from the West Bank, moved to Florida in 2022. We came back home in 2023. Somebody else says, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Somebody else says, unless we create more jobs, great jobs, clean up our crooked government, and get taxes under control, people are not coming back. Somebody else says, we have a governor and an administration who say that if you are not a right-winger, you are not welcome in Louisiana. And then there's this text on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. Why come to Louisiana? The automobile insurance is too damn high. Steven, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. How you doing today?
Doing good.
What's on your mind?
What are we calling a high-paying job, and what is that salary that we're talking about as a high-paying salary?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. And Josh Flagg is not on the line anymore with us. We have seen that on average, as we are experiencing historically low unemployment in Louisiana, that wages have increased, that pay is getting better in a more competitive environment. I can tell you that. What the average salary is right now, I don't have that in front of me right now.
You have an idea what it is?
Well, it depends on what field you're in, and there's so many factors. Why? What is your point, Steve?
You keep on talking about high-paying jobs, but are we talking about 30 grand a year, 50 grand, 100 grand a year? What are we calling high-paying?
Well, that's a question we can ask Josh Flagg at another time, but I think we have careers that pay in all of those categories.
And what is that figure in your head? What do you think it is?
What is it, the average salary of all Louisianians?
These high-paying jobs that you keep talking about.
Well, I'm not talking about them. Louisiana Economic Development is talking about them.
Well, you're talking about it on your talk show, so you're talking about it.
Yeah, but I don't know. But they, you know,
you don't know what you're talking about.
All right, Stephen, we appreciate your call. If you just wanted to call and argue, you accomplished your goal. 504-260-1870. One person texts us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Says, why would anyone want to come back here? The insurance crisis, a governor that keeps passing bills that are not important. People are leaving fast because of all of this. Somebody else says, my sister studied theater at NSU. She and almost all of her friends and classmates were from Louisiana, but now work elsewhere, Branson, Orlando, New York City, Southern California. My sister came home to try and start a theater company on the North Shore, and she's back in Orlando now. There's no doubt that this is a huge challenge and that they are taking a bite at a very difficult problem that Louisiana has struggled to solve. Like I said, I have been in Louisiana nearly 30 years. I've been at WWL more than 27 years. And I have heard about the so-called brain drain in every gubernatorial campaign and most other level campaigns since I got here. And it's been a major concern and issue for year after year, cycle after cycle, generation after generation, concerned that Louisiana teachers, for example, don't make nearly as much as Texas teachers or Florida teachers, and that they have to go to one of those states to make those higher salaries. Also, when they go to those states, they pay no income tax, no state income tax. Of course, they still have to pay federal income tax, but they're going to pay higher property taxes, so there's that give and take. But that's just one example and one occupation, one profession. We hear about it over and over, about how people who are well-educated and have potential to earn or well-trained or have unique and valuable skills often leave Louisiana. Musicians, one after another, talk about how they have to go to New York or Nashville or Los Angeles to make music and to make money making music because the infrastructure is just not here in Louisiana for that. That's just another example, because the list goes on and on. And although Stephen wanted to be argumentative, I think you can do nothing but applaud Louisiana Economic Development for trying to convince ex-Louisianians to come back to the state and to convince people from other states to move here. That's, first of all and foremost, their job, economic development. They're supposed to grow the workforce in Louisiana. They're supposed to grow the jobs in Louisiana. They're supposed to grow the business opportunities in Louisiana. And so Josh Flegg and the other, everyone else at LED, well, they're doing their job, and they're trying to attract people. Are there huge, huge roadblocks and challenges to getting people to come back to or to move to Louisiana? Of course there are. There are all kinds of problems that we have to deal with, and we know them. From poor education, although there has been movement, not significant, but in the right direction, up the national rankings in education, to poverty, to crime. There's been movement on that, not only in Louisiana, but across the state. We're seeing lower and lower crime levels. But there are other impediments. There's no doubt about it. Lyle, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Good evening, Dave.
How you doing?
One of the biggest things for the city of New Orleans is you want to clean it up and attract people. Got to get rid of LaToya Cantrell. She's got to go.
Well, there's no way to make her go at this point. They tried to recall her, and it didn't work. She may still be indicted on federal charges at some point, but even if she is, she will not be required to leave. But there are only, and I say only because at least we're at the tail end of this eight-year journey, 501 days left until we have another mayor of New Orleans.
Correct. I went to a funeral the other day, and people start talking about New Orleans that are not from here. And what's the first thing comes out of their mouth? Y'all got to get rid of that mayor. That mayor's ruining the city. So, I know there's nothing you can do about it, but anyway, have a good day.
Thank you, Lyle. I appreciate the call. 504-260-1870. More of your calls and your texts on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line coming up next, and we'll check in with Scoot, see what he's got for the next 3 hours here on WW. Text comes in, says, I'm 75 years old, and I love living here, but I don't know if I can handle the homeowner's insurance increases. I might have to move to Mississippi. That's a very real problem that many homeowners are facing now, particularly south of I-12 and much more so south of I-10 here in Louisiana. And it's a tough nut to crack. You're absolutely right. And I am hopeful that we see some progress on that through everything the legislature did and through the new insurance commissioner. But you're right. If that doesn't change and turn around soon, I think this effort to attract former Louisianians to come back and new folks to move to Louisiana is going to get more and more difficult. Other people are texting, accusing me of sugarcoating things. I'm not sugarcoating anything. The reality is Louisiana has many, many problems, huge, generational, deep problems that have been here for scores or even hundreds of years, and they're very difficult to overcome. But Louisiana has a lot of great things, too. And if you live here, you must feel that way to some extent. And I'll tell you this. I've lived in four states in my life. The longest one I've ever lived in is Louisiana, and that's for the last nearly 30 years. I've also traveled to 42, I think, of the states across the country. And one thing that I can tell you is consistent everywhere I've lived and everywhere I visit is people love bitching about where they live. They love to hate their hometowns and their home states. You hear it of people talking on the streets, talking in barbershops and diners. You hear it on local radio and local television. You see it on the internet. People love to bash where they live. And I'm seeing that on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line with reckless abandon right now. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, that you shouldn't do it, but it's a thing. And people do it. And a lot of people aren't happy if they're not complaining. And yeah, there are a lot of bad things about Louisiana, a lot of states that do a lot of things much better than Louisiana does. But is it all that awful? I'm hopeful that this campaign can be successful and that maybe folks will live up to the claims that they're making about why people should return to Louisiana. I think you should return to WWL after the news, or just stick around because Scoot's coming up next. How you doing, Scoot?
Hey, it's not the heat, it's the stupidity. You know, I mean...
I've heard something like that.
I was walking the hall, we had the station on in the halls here at WWL, and I heard somebody call, and you said, well, if you wanted to just call up and argue, he must have just gotten his time wrong, because those are the people who usually call me.
He was a little early. Okay.
Yeah, the guy said, what's a high paying job? Well, if you make $10,000 a year, $30,000 is a high paying job. If you make $40,000 a year, $70,000, $80,000 is a high paying job. So it's all relative to what you make.
Throughout my career, it's always been amazing to me. I've always looked at people who make more money than I have, and I've said, man, if I can make how much that person's making,
yeah,
I'll be so well off. And then I get a promotion, I get a raise, and then I'm like, oh. Well, no, I need to make as much as that guy's making.
Yeah.
And then you get there, and then you buy a bigger house, a nicer car, and then the insurance goes up. And before you know it, you don't have any money anyway. So I don't know how to answer Stephen's question. But, Stephen, call back and argue with Scoot. Apparently that's what he's asking for.
No, you don't want him to. I got plenty of that.
What are we going to be arguing about today?
You know, look, I took some time off. My family was in town. They're heading back to Portland today. It was a great time. We went to Pensacola Beach. Phenomenal time. And I really disengaged from the news. And I come back, and I even wrote a blog about this. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's like the soap operas. Nothing you can watch. You can not watch a soap opera for a year, and then you walk and you catch right back up. The news is very similar.
It takes 3 years to have a premature baby on the soap operas. You know, it's crazy.
Scoot's up next, folks. Call and argue with him. I think that's what he said he wants you to do. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.